Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to Slayer Talk. My name is Mark. With me as always is my wife, Carol. How you doing today, Carol?
Hey, what's up?
How much? It's been a great week here. It is May 4th, 1999.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my sizzle reel for the local radio station.
Sure.
We're talking about an episode of Buffy. Choices. There are choices made in this episode.
Pretty bad ones, it seems.
Everyone makes choices. Buffy wants to have choices.
Yeah, and she doesn't.
Oh, Oz makes a choice.
Yeah.
Angel makes choices, I guess. I don't know.
Faith makes a choice, for sure.
Faith, yeah, Faith has already made her choice.
Yeah.
But it's all about the mayor's ascension. It's all about the box of Gravik.
It's kind of what every episode for the last several episodes has been about.
It's weird, too, because they've already kidnapped, Faith, and found out that it's going to be at the prom or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, so the episode kind of opens with them, first we see Buffy, not Buffy, what's her name? What's Faith? Faith.
Yeah, that's her name, the other Slayer.
We see Faith and the mayor. And the mayor gives her a knife and is like, hey, the box of Gravok's coming. It's the magic MacGuffin for this episode.
It's like a happy gift that he's giving her, but it's a knife.
Yeah, it's a, like, I don't know, some kind of special knife. You know the knife in the movie The Golden Child? It's like that.
No.
You don't know the movie The Golden Child?
Oh, please fill us in.
It's a, wow, I've heard that. It's a... It's a movie with Edward Murphy. And I can't remember the other guy. What's his name? The guy that plays Zod.
I have no idea.
In the Superman movies.
Sorry.
It's not Christopher Guest.
I don't know people.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway. But he plays Sardo Numsi.
Cool.
He kidnaps a magic child. That's all you need to know. And there's a knife that can kill him. And he turns into like some monster or something like that. It's not a well-liked Eddie Murphy movie, but I like it.
Okay.
Give me the knife, or whatever. Anyway, so he gives her a knife, and she goes and gets the box, and like, it's that classic situation where the box is handcuffed to the courier, the magic being that's bringing it there.
Sure, that's the classic situation.
No, like, you know, with like a briefcase being handcuffed to somebody or whatever, filled with money or nuclear secrets or whatever.
I was not aware that was a classic thing, but sure.
Okay. Well, she cuts his arm off.
I haven't had enough dealings with briefcases, I guess.
No, you need to deal with more briefcases in your life, girl.
I'm all over it.
Anyway. So she delivers it to the mayor, and apparently this is vital to his ascension. It's a box. We later find out it's a box filled with demons.
Not demons. Giant spider demons.
Yeah, well,
but
okay.
Why?
Do you know how you use the word demon when you said that?
But, like, why? Why is it, you know, essential for him to ascend to have giant fucking spiders?
I don't know. I don't understand what this is about. Like, the ascension's so weird to me anyway.
Yeah, I don't like any of it. I don't like the storyline.
No, they struggle to find like a good big bad. The show kind of goes between Monster of the Week, where it's just like this week's monster, and then an overarching storyline that goes on season long with some big bad entity. It was the Master before,
right.
And now it's, I guess it was kind of Spike a little bit, and now it's the, and now, or Angel too, when he turns bad, and now it's the mayor, and it's, they, like I said, they really struggle with that aspect of it. I haven't been satisfied with any of the big bad storylines. The Master one was probably the closest one to a successful, like, big bad, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
but he was just
kind
of silly, you know?
He did kill her. That was kind of an impressive feat.
He did kill her, yes. Which is why we have
Faith.
Faith now.
Ick.
Did you say ick?
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's gorgeous, but...
So, Buffy wants to go. She got accepted. Everyone's getting accepted to colleges. And Buffy got accepted to Northwestern University in Illinois. It's a very good school.
Why would she apply all the way out to fucking Illinois when she knows she's not going anywhere?
But she wants to. Like, it's the ongoing storyline of her wanting to have like a normal life.
But she can't. So get over it. Like, wow. I mean, like, just accept it, Buffy. You're not leaving Sunnydale.
That's so mean. Such a mean, like, I don't know, position to take.
But I mean, she knows. She says it. She says it to Willow, and then Willow's like, "Oh, I'm gonna go to University of Sunnydale or whatever."
UC Sunnydale.
It's so stupid.
University of California at Sunnydale. University of California has so many branches they even have fictional ones.
And Sunnydale's not even a big enough city for a university.
You wouldn't think so.
It's not. I mean, I realize that like it's limited to like their set pieces, but it definitely does not have a big city feel.
Yeah, I think Riverside has a UC campus. I don't know. So maybe they're big enough. But
I mean, I guess maybe it's like UC Santa Barbara.
Well, that's what it is. So University of California has very famously has a ton of satellite campuses. So there's like UC Santa Barbara. There's, like I said, I think there's UC Riverside. There's UC, like almost every city in California has a University of California branch.
I think it's like, okay, like public television is trying so hard to just like push college that like every single teenager graduating from high school has to go to college, even if they're a fucking vampire slayer in Sunnydale.
What? What are you talking about? Do you think that local public access stations are running commercials saying everyone needs to go to college, even if you are a vampire slayer, you should go to college?
No, but I mean, like, okay, like, say by the bell.
You need a fallback plan in case all the vampires get slayed.
Saved by the Bell had the college years, right?
Sure.
And then 90210.
Wait. Are you considering public education to be just television?
I didn't say public. I said public access.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say. Did I say?
You said public television.
Okay, public. Yeah, not public access. Not like the fucking like where people go sell orange juice. I mean, I'm talking.
What? What public access are you watching? Where people are selling orange juice?
I'm talking about regular television.
Okay, so.
Syndicated television.
So public television is the television we can all see. Do you have a private feed to something like
not cable?
You have. Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Jeez,
not cable, which apparently is somehow not public.
Way to step on my point. Okay, I was not done.
What is your point?
90210. They all go to university together, and now even in the fucking vampire slayer world. They're all going to go to fucking college together. It's stupid. Like, they don't need to go to college. They're killing monsters. She can get a job at fucking McDonald's and slay vampires.
But here's the thing, Carol. The reason they do that, I'm going to bring it down here. I'm going to bring it down to reality. I'm going to end your bits with reality. The reason they do that on coming of age shows like this is because it's a shared experience for millions of teenagers. It's a big life thing. It's why so many like sitcoms about young people and stuff like that, they end up getting married. It's like, that's a big milestone in people's lives that a lot of people do. Not everyone gets married.
Right, and not everyone goes to college. And I'm just saying, I don't
think many
Buffy
vampire
Summers
slayers don't get married.
Would be one to go to college. Seems very unrealistic to me.
Okay. Well, she makes a deal with Giles and not Giles. Wesley, I think his name is. The other one.
Yeah, the other fucking watcher. Yeah.
He wants to be a fucking watcher.
He
I'll
sure
tell you
does.
That. She says, hey, if I can stop the mayor now, before graduation day, because let's take the offensive. Instead of waiting for prom and waiting for his ascension, let me take him down now. Forget the fact that he's immortal at this point.
Yeah, he cannot be hurt.
He's like Captain Scarlet. He's impervious to danger. But forget about that. Let me take him down now, and if I do, will you let me go to Northwestern? Let me retire. And I guess Faith takes over or whatever? I don't know. And
that sounds like a bad idea.
They're like, okay, fine. So they decide to take the offensive. They got to get this box. They have, it's like, I don't know, it's like a heist movie. They, it's like one of the, it's they do a Mission Impossible thing too.
Yeah.
Where they lower her down, like in the Mission Impossible movie. But everyone has their own little, like, job. So Oz and Xander are preparing the, like, the cauldron that Will is going to use to destroy the box. Willow casts, like, goes with Angel and Buffy to the mayor's office, the city hall, I guess, to cast a spell because it's going to be magically protected. So she gets rid of the magic protection. Buffy's getting lowered down there, like Tom Cruise, and she's going to grab the box, and Angel's doing the lowering because I guess he's the muscle. Well, she kind of, like, gets caught a little bit, like, you know, the rope kind of snags or whatever. And an alarm goes off, some sort of magic alarm goes off, and they get attacked. So they get the, but they do get the box. And they're like, yeah, we did it. But Willow gets kidnapped.
Yeah, Willow is kidnapped by Faith.
Faith gets her, and she's a prisoner. And so then they're in the library, and they're all debating, what are we going to do? Because we've got the box. He can't ascend without the box or whatever, right? So we can destroy the box, but that means Willow's probably going to get killed.
Well, and how are they going to destroy the box without Willow? She was an essential part of that.
I don't know. They could figure it out, I guess.
I guess. Assuming it's not, you know, magical. And
I thought you were going to say meth. Assuming it's not meth, because only Willow can deal with methamphetamines.
All right.
But, yeah, so they're arguing about it. And they're like, well, we no, because they prepared the potion. They already had the potion ready to go. Okay. They prepared the potion that she was going to use. But Oz just goes over there and fucking, like, just, like, dumps the cauldron over.
Yeah, and he's like, fuck that.
Yeah, we're done. So, because Buffy brings up, she's like, no, we should trade. Mm-hmm. We should trade the box for Willow because we got to save Willow. And they're all debating about it. And he's like, end of your debate. We don't have anything to destroy it with now. So fuck you.
And in the meantime, Willow wakes up by the Book of Ascension and starts reading it.
Yeah, remember in the last episode, the books, like, they got, Faith got or whatever. So yeah, she starts reading the Books of Ascension.
I mean, it looks like she made it pretty far. And then Faith comes in and she's like, oh, what a bookworm. And like, you could have tried to get away, but no, you gotta read. It's kind of fucked up.
She did say that. But then Willow fucking tells her off. It's so funny. She's like, what are you going to tell me that, like, oh, I, you know, I'm misunderstood or I can come to the good side or whatever? And she's like, no, you're a fucking loser. You fucked up. Yeah. You chose the wrong side. You're a fucking creep. Yeah, no one awesome. Likes you anymore. You could have been cool like Buffy, but you're a bitch.
Yeah, she really tears her down. And then she Faith, like, punches her in the face, I think, or something. Mm. It's no good.
So they get a call, and they do the exchange. They go, well,
they try to do the exchange.
They do successfully do the exchange, but it's funny. They come to the cafeteria or whatever in the school. I don't know why they decide to meet in school. But Snyder's there. Snyder's been on a tear this entire episode trying to, bust drug dealers or whatever. And he, like, busts in with two of his goons, and he's like, I know a drug deal when I see one. I'm a little, like, orc man. And the mayor's like, what the fuck? And he looks, he's like, oh, Mr. Mayor, so I didn't know it was you. And he's like, yeah, can you get the fuck out of here? And in the commotion, the box has gotten tipped over, and like two or three of the spider things come out.
Giant fucking spiders. It's so nasty.
Yeah. And so Buffy's got to kill some. It's like, there needs to be some action in the episode, so this is the action of the episode.
They're face eaters. Like, they jump on people's face.
It's and like it Alien. Jumps
on the mayor's face and leaves imprints of its, like, fangs, but that's it because he can't be injured.
Yeah. It does get one of the Snyder's goons.
Yeah. It's pretty disturbing.
It sucks. You just, like, you're just trying to do your job as, like, I don't know, custodian of right. the school or whatever.
And then, like, Faith uses her super special knife to kill one of them.
Yeah. But they all get done, and the mayor's like, hey, you want to fucking, there's 1,000 of them in here. You want me to open the box again?
Right.
And he also, though, this is an important part of the episode, because they're all there. Angel's there, too. Like, all the principals are there. And he's like, before we make this exchange, you know, I want to talk to you and Angel about your fucking relationship. You know, and he talks about how, because we learned that he's some weird, like, creature or whatever. He's not even human. He's been around for hundreds of years or whatever, like, you know, being a mayor of Sunnydale or whatever. Or being in Sunnydale in some way. Because it's like we talked about, it's like the movie It, where you just, we see him in old pictures. But he's like, look, you know, I had a wife before, too, and she resented me as she grew older, and I stayed the same age and everything. And, you know, like, he's like, you two, your relationship has no future. You should know that, Angel. You're being fucking, selfish or whatever to him. And it's honestly, it's I agree with the mayor.
Yeah.
It's weird that they have him saying this, although I guess it makes sense because he's, you know, some kind of creature too.
Well, and he's always like very fatherly. Like, he's evil, but he always tries to be like fatherly at the same time.
Yeah, I have no idea what his goal even is.
Yeah.
But so they, you know, they kind of they look wounded about that. But they make the exchange, and then I'm trying to think what the fuck else happens after that.
Not much.
No, they just kind of, like, Willow takes a page from the Book of Ascension. She's like, here, let's examine these and see if we can figure out a way to stop him from this. And they're like, Willow, you're the best.
Yeah, so I'm maybe...
Willow!
Maybe she discovered the secret.
And then there's a very small thing with Cordelia, where Xander sees Cordelia at a clothing store or whatever, and he thinks she's, like, checking out dresses or something like that. And everyone's applying to colleges, as we've mentioned, and it's like everyone's talking about where they're going to college, and Xander's like, well, where are you going, Cordelia? And she's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here or whatever. And then it turns out that she's not shopping at this place, she's working at the store.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that.
No, so we don't know what's going on over there. And then Willow says that instead of going someplace cool, like she got accepted everywhere. She got accepted to fucking Harvard. She got accepted to Princeton, Yale, every school.
One of those schools in Europe.
Oxford, yeah. She's like, but I'm going to go to UC Sunnydale with you.
Because she's a stupid teenage girl and wants to hang out with her bestie.
It's so dumb, though.
Very dumb.
She has this great opportunity.
She's so smart. Like, get out of Sunnydale. Use the opportunity you have. But no, she's going to stay because, you know, the actress would like to continue working.
So. That's true. She still wants to be on the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's pretty much it.
It is. The ascension is coming closer and closer.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What do you think? I don't love the storyline.
I hate the storyline. I can't wait for next season. Like, I just want it to be over.
Yeah, I agree.
Although next season sounds like they'll be in college, which is going to be weird.
Yeah, that's going to be something. But anyway, that is the episode for the week. Carol, tell everyone.
So you can write us at latefee1994@aol.com.
Ascend there.
Check out our website at www.retrolatefee.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/retrolatefee.
Yep.
And share the tapes with your friends.
All right, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.